Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You purr at me, and I feel complete. Then you come at me like the Wolverine. And even though you often turn your back on me, our love goes deeper than a submarine. No, I don't want clay dust inside of you, or chemicals in the place you poo. In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Nothing says I care like turning every problem into a story about themselves. You're listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
Welcome in, everyone, ready to dive deep. Today, we're tackling something a lot of us can relate to, even if we don't always see it. Codependency.
It's one of those things, right? It can be sneaky.
Totally. So we're cracking open Dr. Donnelly Snipes' Codependency Masterclass.
Love her work.
The best. And she got these 20 signs, almost like a checklist, to help us spot codependency playing out.
But it's not just about spotting it. It's about really getting why these patterns happen.
And how to break free, right?
Exactly. Knowledge is power, people.
Preach. Okay, so sign number one, low self-worth. Sound familiar to anyone?
Right off the bat, this one hits home for a lot of people. Dr. Snipes connects it right back to childhood. Like, think about it. If you were constantly blamed for things,
or if the adults in your life were, you know, kind of stuck in their own messed up thinking,
it can really mess with your self-worth as an adult. You almost get wired for guilt.
It's like you're always bracing for that next criticism, even when it's not coming.
Totally. And Dr. Snipes makes a great point. There's a huge E difference between taking responsibility for your actions,
which is healthy.
Yes. But then there's that other thing. Carrying the weight of things you can't control, things that weren't even your fault.
Oh, that's the heavy stuff.
It is. And she gives these powerful questions to ask yourself, like, was this really my fault?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right. And then how can I even begin to forgive myself?
It's like giving yourself permission to let go of that old baggage. So important.
Absolutely. Ready for sign number two?
Hit me.
Unstable sense of self.
Okay, that sounds kind of complicated.
It can be. Dr. Snipes says it's like codependents are always looking for happiness outside themselves because they don't even know what they like.
Whoa. It's like they're so used to putting everyone else's needs first, they've forgotten what makes them tick.
Exactly. And that ties into this deep fear of abandonment a lot of codependents have.
Makes sense. If you don't know who you are, it's terrifying to think of someone leaving you.
Right. Because then you're really lost.
Dr. Snipes also mentioned something about codependents feeling empty outside of a crisis.
Yes. It's like they need that drama, that chaos to feel alive, to feel needed.
Wow. Okay. Anyone else relating a little too much to this? It's like she's reading our minds.
Right. And you know where this often starts.
Where?
Chaotic households.
Ah, so it does go back to childhood, huh?
Often, yeah. And I want to be clear, it's not just homes with addiction. It's any kind of inconsistency in caregiving that can plant those codependent seeds.
Like, if you never knew what to expect from your parents, if their love felt conditional.
Exactly. Those early experiences can really shape how we form attachments and what we expect from relationships later in life.
It's almost like we're programmed to recreate those same dynamics, even if they're unhealthy.
It's powerful stuff, but the good news is, once you understand these patterns, you can start to change them.
It's like our past is playing on repeat sometimes, even when we try to hit pause. Like with anger.
Yeah.
Some of us are so quick to jump to that place.
Oh, 100%. Dr. Snipes says if anger was a big, scary thing in your childhood, your danger alarm's basically on high alert 24/7.
Makes total sense, though, right? Like, your nervous system's always expecting that next explosion.
It's like walking on eggshells all the time. And that's where those codependent patterns kick in. You try to control everything to keep things calm.
And that's those three C's she talks about.
You got it. Compulsive caretaking and controlling. She says it's like those old school puppets.
Marionettes?
Yeah, those codependents. They want to control all the strings, make all the moves.
Because they think they're the only ones who can keep everyone safe.
Exactly. It comes from a good place, that desire to protect, to help.
But as Dr. Snipes points out, it can go too far.
Oh, absolutely. There's a big difference between offering support and straight up enabling.
Right. Like, she gives that example of, say, someone who's trying to navigate, like, social services or something.
A codependent, they might try to do everything for that person. Fill out all the forms, make all the calls.
Instead of empowering them to figure it out, maybe with some guidance along the way.
Exactly. It's like, you can give someone a fish or you can teach them to fish.
Love that analogy.
Yeah.
And that whole all or nothing thing, that's a classic codependent track too, right?
Oh, big time. Dr. Snipes says codependents, they tend to live in the extremes.
It's either I'm in control or everything's falling apart. No in between.
And that black and white thinking, it bleeds into their relationships big time. Love me or hate me.
Ugh, the drama and the anxiety. Speaking of obsessive anxiety and hypervigilance, that's another sign, right?
Always on high alert, scanning for problems, even when there aren't any.
Dr. Snipes had that great comparison. It was like a kid learning to walk.
Oh, yeah. You're so busy trying to catch them before they fall, you don't give them a chance to find their own balance.
It's that classic codependent paradox. You think you're helping, but you're actually hindering their growth.
100%. And then on top of all that anxiety, codependents often have a really hard time their own emotions.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like emotions 101 was totally skipped over in my education.
Right. And Dr. Snipes says that codependents, they often struggle to even identify their own emotions, let alone express them in a healthy way.
So they bottle it all up until, bam, explosion.
Exactly. And that just reinforces that whole cycle of fear and anxiety.
No wonder codependency is so exhausting.
Yeah.
So what can we do about it? How do we learn to, you know, actually deal with our emotions?
Well, Dr. Snipes says it starts with understanding where those patterns come from. Like, did you have secure attachments growing up? Did you learn how to regulate your emotions in a healthy way?
Because if not, it's going to be a lot harder to do it as an adult.
Exactly. But the good news is, it is possible to learn those skills. Therapy can be super helpful.
Oh, for sure. And journaling, mindfulness. There are so many tools out there.
Absolutely. And just as important as understanding our own emotions, learning how to communicate them effectively.
Don't tell me. Communication problems. Another sign on the codependency checklist.
You got it. And this one shows up in so many ways.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Think passive-aggressive comments. Saying yes when you mean no. Shutting down completely.
Or, my personal favorite, the over-explainer.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love that one. It all boils down to that fear of rocking the boat, of pushing people away.
Because for a codependent, any kind of conflict can feel like a threat to the entire relationship.
Exactly. So they'd rather stuff down their needs than risk losing the connection altogether.
Of course, we know that never ends well.
Nope. All that resentment just builds and builds until it eventually explodes.
So what's the alternative? How do we break free from those unhealthy communication patterns?
Dr. Snipes talks a lot about the importance of assertiveness.
Assertiveness. So not aggressive, not passive, but somewhere in the middle.
Exactly. It's about learning to express your needs and boundaries clearly and respectfully.
While still honoring the other person's perspective, it's about finding that balance.
Exactly. And speaking of boundaries.
Oh boy, boundaries. Those are either non-existent or Fort Knox in the world of codependency, am I right?
You're telling me it's either my way or the highway. Or they're bending over backwards until they break.
Again with the extremes.
Right. It all comes back to that need for control. But as Dr. Snipes says, healthy boundaries, they're fluid. They change depending on the relationship, the situation.
So like you wouldn't have the same boundaries with your boss as you do with say, your best friend.
Exactly. It's about figuring out what feels safe and comfortable for you in each relationship.
Which, let's be honest, is easier said than done.
Right.
Especially when our own brains are working against us.
You're talking about those cognitive distortions Dr. Snikes talks about.
The ones that make us see things that aren't really there,
mm-hmm.
or blow things out of proportion.
Exactly. And she says these distortions, they often stem from childhood. It's that black and white thinking again.
It's like our brains get stuck in those old grooves, even when we know they're leading us astray.
Exactly. And one of the big ones Dr. Snipes talks about is, like you said, that all or nothing thinking. It's like, you either love me completely or you hate me. No middle ground.
So instead of seeing all those shades of gray, we're stuck in black and white.
Exactly. And that makes it almost impossible to navigate the normal ups and downs of, well, any relationship.
Totally. What about that thing Dr. Snipes calls personalization? I feel like I do that one all the time.
But yeah, personalization. That's that thing where you assume everything is about you, even when it has absolutely nothing to do with you.
Okay, ouch. But yeah, that's me. Someone's in a bad mood and suddenly I'm like, what did I do?
Right. Like, you're personally responsible for their every emotion.
It's exhausting. So how do you break free from that? Those thought patterns, I mean, they feel so automatic, you know?
That's where Dr. Snipes' work is so helpful. She gives us tools, actual strategies, to challenge those thoughts. Like, instead of jumping to conclusions, she's like, slow down, get curious, maybe even, you know, ask for clarification.
It's like hitting the pause button on that runaway train of thoughts before it crashes and burns, right?
Exactly. And when we do that, we create space for open communication, which is essential for any healthy relationship.
This is making me realize just how much our past, especially childhood, can influence our present, even in ways we don't realize. Which brings us to what might be the most impactful takeaway from Dr. Snipes' work, the link between codependency and trauma.
This one's huge, and I think Dr. Snipes does a great job of challenging us to broaden our definition of what trauma even means. It's not always those big, obvious events.
Right.
Sometimes it's those subtle, repeated experiences of feeling unsafe or unseen, especially in childhood. And those experiences, they can be just as damaging in creating those codependent patterns.
It's like our nervous systems, they learn to adapt to that early environment.
Yeah.
And then we carry those adaptations into our adult relationships.
Yeah.
Even when they no longer serve us.
Right. And one of the ways we try to cope with that disconnect between our past and present is through something called cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance. Okay, break that down for me.
Basically, it's that feeling of being torn between two conflicting realities. Like in the case of codependency, it's that clash between the ideal relationship we long for.
The fantasy, right?
Yeah. Yes. And the messy, often painful reality of the situation.
So we're holding on to that fantasy version even when the evidence is like, nope, this is not it.
Exactly. And to deal with that inner tension, we tell ourselves all sorts of, well, dysfunctional thoughts. You know, those, if I just try harder, it's my fault they're unhappy kinds of thoughts.
Oof. Yeah, those are the worst. It's like we internalize all the blame and guilt, even when it's not ours to carry.
It's a heavy load. But here's the empowering part. Dr. Snipes reminds us that those are just thoughts. They're not facts. And with practice, we can actually learn to challenge those thoughts and choose different ones.
Okay, so how do we do that? How do we actually rewire those thought patterns, create those healthier relationships?
Well, Dr. Snipes gives us a roadmap. She says it starts with creating safety, both within ourselves and in our relationships. Then it's about building self-awareness, boosting that self-esteem, and learning to regulate our emotions in a healthier way.
And of course, we can't forget about setting those healthy boundaries and communicating assertively.
Exactly. It's like building a house brick by brick. It takes time, effort, and consistency. But the results, totally worth it.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
I don't know about you all listening, but I'm definitely feeling inspired to do some inner work after this deep dive.
Me too. And if there's one thing I hope listeners take away from Dr. Snipes' work, it's this: healing and growth. Totally possible. You don't have to stay stuck in those old patterns.
It's so true. It's never too late to break free from codependency and create those fulfilling, authentic relationships we all deserve.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's a wrap on today's deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and keep diving deep.
Thanks for listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook for more. And remember, the best revenge is living well without them.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.